What made you decide to give growing hops a try?
Well, actually, we brew our own beer. We're home brewers, and somebody had gave me some hop rhizomes to see if we could grow them. We have a nursery, so I think we can grow just about anything. So we tried it, and it worked out well. And then I went around to see the expansion of all the local breweries and talked to them. And there seemed to be an interest in buying some locally grown hops.
And I understand this is your third season growing them. How difficult has it been to grow them? Are there some particular challenges that you've had to kind of overcome to grow them here?
The biggest challenge is it was all new to us, and there's nobody around here that knew anything about it. So we didn't have any help, like from the ag departments and so forth. So we just kind of had to research on the internet and try and see how it worked out. and it worked pretty well. The biggest challenge is it's very labor intense.
Meaning you've got to kind of really work with the plants as they're growing constantly to make them really do well.
Yeah, they grow extremely fast. So they take a lot of fertilizer when they're grown because they'll grow 18 to 24 inches a day. And you only want three or four of the shoots to come up. The first 2 years wasn't too bad, but this year we had probably 50 to 70 shoots shooting up, so we had to prune all those back, so we only had three or four, and they kept growing, so you have to go like every week and prune out all the ones that you don't want.
So even in this third year, you're still kind of trying to get it right. Do you feel like you're closer to kind of getting the process down to one that you feel pretty comfortable with using year in and year out?
Yeah, I think we've got it down now. After a while, it took us a little bit of time, but like I said, we killed a few plants and learned from our experiences.
And is this an area of the country where this plant, the hops, can grow well?
Certain varieties. Some of them don't do well here because of the heat and humidity. And those are some varieties that we tried, and they just didn't work out for like two or three years. We've tried them, and they just didn't make. So we've selected a few that do work well here.
And as you mentioned at the top, that there are a bunch of obviously local craft breweries in this area, and I guess you've seen some interest from them in buying your hops. How is that going in terms of working with breweries and trying to get them to say, hey, we want to get locally grown hops as opposed to hops from somewhere else?
It's been a little slow, to be honest with you. We grow what they call whole leaf hops, and most of the brewers are used to growing or using pelletized hops where they take them and they grind them down and pelletize them so they look like rabbit food. It's a little easier for cleaning for them and stuff. So they're used to using those. We don't have a pelletizing machine because they're very expensive, and we thought we would just wait until we see if there's a big demand for it first before we make that much of an investment. But we've had some local breweries here in the last couple of weeks actually call us and are interested in the whole leaf hops. So it's just a little bit of marketing. Before we marketed, we wanted to make sure we knew how to grow the stuff first. I don't want to promise people things that we can't grow. So we've got that part down. Now we're going to be working on the marketing aspect of it.
So who has shown some interest so far?
Well, we've sold to Blue Earl Brewing, which is in Smyrna. We've sold to 16 Mile Brewing in Georgetown. We've sold to Miss Pillion Brewing in Milford. We're selling to Crooked Hammock Brewing in Lewis, and we've had a little bit of an interest from Revelation Brewing down in Rehoboth.
That's not a bad start. Is there any other market for the hops that you're growing beside the breweries?
That's all that we know at this point in time.
So, and I guess there are some other things you can do with hops beside using them to make beer, right?
Yeah, we had an elderly lady that wanted us to send her some hops because she said when she was young, this lady was in her 90s, she said when she was young and went to the dentist that prescribed hops to put on her tooth for an abscess tooth. So she asked if we could send her some, so we sent her a package of hops, and she was very excited because she hadn't had any in years. I guess they're antimicrobial and help with that type of stuff.
Yeah, I never realized there was a medicinal use for hops. I understand from Michael's short piece that he did for us that you also grow some other things and you do sell some of those other things to the breweries as well. Tell us a little bit more about your entire operation and the other things you're growing and how you're able to kind of connect with breweries and other people with those products.
Well, we started growing blackberries just for the fun of it for ourselves, and then we found that the breweries actually were interested in those. We sold those to Blue Earl this year. There's a new meadery going up called Brimminghorn Meadery that will be in Cool Springs, Delaware. And he's bought several hundred pounds of the blackberries. He'll be opening soon. We also grow Aronia, and Aronia is a berry that's very tart, but it's one of the highest in antioxidant values that there is. It's a native plant that grows wild around here. We've had good success selling those as well. Some of the health benefits are pushing that. We grow cherries. We're growing raspberries. We're growing kiwi berries. We're growing lemongrass. Even grow pineapples and lemons in our greenhouses. And we sold to Beachtown Distilling and, again, to Miss Billion Brewery up in Milford.
And so you've said you feel like you can pretty much grow anything. Is there anything else you might try your hand at in the near future? Or maybe something someone's requested or something that someone's requested you try for them?
We haven't really got anything. We're growing a fruit that's called calamondin, which I've never heard of before, but it's a cross between a tangerine and an orange, or a kumquat and an orange. And it's a nice, little bit smaller than a tangerine, has a nice flavor to it. We've taken some of those and started growing those. Now, they're not producing fruit at this point. We've started a native plant nursery as well at the request of the Sussex County Conservation District. And some of the native plants are used in for medicinal values or for flavorings. Some of them are like have herb-like flavorings and stuff. So we like to grow a lot of different things. We're probably one of the few people that can pick a fresh pineapple from Sussex County, Delaware, around Christmas every year.
That's cool. That's very cool. You mentioned that you brew your own beer at home. Can you tell us? Can you tell the difference between using a freshly grown hop that you've grown versus something else?
Yes, I think there's a distinct flavor difference because even with any type of hops. For instance, a Cascade is a variety of hops. If you get it from out west, they taste different here because of the soil conditions are a little bit different and so forth. So you get a different, unique flavors.